DirecTV reportedly refused to air advertising for rigged documentary. Woke political censorship, says Citizens United. By Hannah Blow on April 25, 2022. DirecTV reportedly refused to air advertising for the Citizens United documentary Rigged. The Zuckerberg-funded plot to defeat Donald Trump, Breitbart News has learned. The refusal is detailed in an April 15 letter to Michael Hartman, who is the general counsel and chief external affairs officer at DirecTV. According to Michael Booz, vice president and general counsel at Citizens United, Citizens United Foundation learned on April 5 that DirecTV would not run advertising for the documentary, which details just how Mark Zuckerberg spent $400 million for 2020 election efforts to quash former President Trump and bolster then-candidate Joe Biden. According to Booz, the DirecTV failed to give an adequate answer as to why it was rejecting the ad. When the account representative for the media buy firm inquired as to why, the only explanation given was that the company's standards and practices department isn't client-facing. He wrote, blasting the lack of justification as a red flag, which suggests that the ad's rejection was a blatant act of censorship rather than a legitimate exercise. Booz emphasized that Citizens United is extremely troubled by DirecTV's refusal to air the advertising, as well as the company's refusal to engage us on the justification for this adverse decision. The lack of an explanation leads us to believe the decision is a blatant act of woke political censorship by a company exercising near-monopolistic power, he wrote. Booz continued, explaining the premise of Rigged, which traces the $400 million Zuckerberg spent on the 2020 election to tip the scales in Biden's favor via cash flow into a pair of non-profit organizations, as Breitbart News has detailed at length. Specifically, the documentary traces the river of cash flowing from the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative to a pair of 501c3 non-profit organizations, the Center for Tech and Civic Life, CTCL, and the Center for Election Innovation and Research, CEIR. Interestingly, the Chan Zuckerberg Institute happens to involve a number of well-connected Democrat players, including former President Obama's former campaign manager, David Plouffe, whom a press release describes as the Institute's strategist in residence, Joel Benenson, the chief strategist for twice-failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, also conveniently served as an advisor at the Institute. The CTCL, which received roughly $328 million in Zuckerberg money, awarded about 2,500 grants around the country. And while Zuckerberg's team claims that Trump areas were awarded more money than Biden areas, the documentary explains how that assertion is enormously, and perhaps purposely, misleading, because of the approximately 160 grants of $400,000 or more, totaling some $270 million. An incredible 92% of those funds went to jurisdictions carried by Joe Biden in 2020. As Breitbart News detailed consistently throughout the election year, Democrats used the Chinese coronavirus pandemic to usher in new voting rules under the guise of public safety, and that is exactly what Zuckbucks operated under as well, as the grants were purportedly designed to assist with the safe administration of public elections throughout the pandemic. In other words, this money rushed to Democrat strongholds, as well as key swing areas, under the guise of addressing pandemic needs. Yet, that is not what they really intended it to do. Rigged is a legitimate contribution to the debate over the role that a billionaire's money played in influencing the outcome of the 2020 presidential election and whether public funding of election administration should be allowed. Booz continued, noting that the film has already had an enormous impact, as the tech billionaire announced he will not provide similar funding in the future elections and CTCL has promised not to engage in similar spending in the 2022 midterm elections. Citizens United President David Bossie celebrated this decision earlier this month during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday, noting that Zuckerberg already threw his hands up in surrender. However, he warned that the battle still is not over. Booz pointed out that Facebook allows the rigged ads, an ultimate irony, while DirecTV and other media entities seek to censor them. He ultimately wants Citizens United Foundation and its sister organization, Citizens United, to use all means at their disposal, whether they be legislative, regulatory, judicial or rallying the public in the court of public opinion to challenge and undo DirecTV's woke censorship policy. People can watch the film at www.rig2020.com.